How about this Plan B trial?
The Plan B trial is a trial that has been completed and reported. It targeted patients with HER2-negative breast cancer, patients less than or equal to 75 years of age, who either were node positive or high-risk node negative. The high-risk features included T2 or greater lesions, intermediate or high-grade, hormone receptor negative status or age less than 35, or high UPPi1 marker. And there was a randomized component of the trial where patients who were high-risk were randomized to receive either 6 cycles of docetaxel and cyclophosphamide or sequential epirubicin cyclophosphamide followed by docetaxel. Those high-risk patients who were randomized to one chemotherapy regimen or another included those who were hormone receptor negative or those who were hormone receptor positive and had high-risk features, which they defined as having at least 4 positive axillary lymph nodes or having 0 to 3 positive axillary nodes and a recurrence score of more than 11.
So what's the message that you take away from this study?
I think the message is that patients with a low recurrence score, we know from TAILORx, who have ER-positive, HER2-negative disease, node-negative disease, have an excellent prognosis at 5 years with just endocrine therapy alone. What this study tells us is that the same may be true for patients who have up to 3 positive axillary nodes.
Although, you know, there's kind of a, I don't know, maybe it's psychologic, but, you know, my mind is kind of different to have a 98, 99% recurrence-free as opposed to 94%. And I know there's a lot of scatter and all, but that starts to get into the area that you start thinking about chemo.
Yes. It's important to point out that the endpoint that they used was disease-free survival, which included not only recurrence, distant recurrence, but local recurrence and contralateral breast cancer. And this 5-year disease-free survival of 94% is actually exactly what it was in the TAILORx low-risk registry. It was 93.8% in the TAILORx low-risk registry, but the recurrence rate was only about 1%. So most of those other events were actually contralateral breast cancers.
Ah, I see. Okay.
Or other events.
So that really is fascinating.